This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to join us at any time, we have phone lines that are accessible, so feel free to give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet today. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can follow us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to pick up Bradley, you can find him there on Facebook as well, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean. It's still Bradley Dean, yeah. They're on Facebook. I'm keeping up with his personal page, too, which has changed a little bit. But you can also pick him up on Twitter at Bradley Dean 1 as well. Lots of things going on. I'm amazed at the lunacy. The pulling out of the hair of Democrats. I mean, we knew they were bad, but the ridiculous nature of what they've been engaged in is amazing. And this is not to say that the Republican Party is any better. There are some good Republicans that I can name off, yes, but it's not to say that they're way better. Some of them are just a few years behind some of these guys. But if you head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, watch the video from Monday evening of Maxine Waters. This is a lady, I think she probably does represent her people well there in California, in the area she's in. Not in the more conservative areas, the northern section and such, but the area that she's from, she probably does represent them well. She has lost her mind. Literally, this woman is on the fringe, and she's a corrupt politician. There's no doubt about it. She's been in multiple scandals, and you got to watch the video. Now, I'm not a quote-unquote Trump supporter. Here at Sons of Liberty, we've talked about the fact that we're not one party or the other, the right or the left. We kind of use that, although we probably associate more with what is termed the right, simply because it's supposed to be right. However, when the issue comes down, we're those who want to point to the law, specifically biblical law. And under that constitutional law, if something doesn't jive there, then there's always the default that goes to what God has said in His law. One of the things that Maxine Waters has been on is about this idea that Donald Trump has been colluding and his people have been colluding with the Russians. There's no evidence of that at all. In fact, what we do have is a possibility that the FBI was trying to purchase the dossier, if you will, the little Russian file that came out with all this salacious stuff about Trump in it. They were trying to do that, and then they backed out of it. And the reality is they don't have anything on the guy yet. Okay? And she's parading around, questioning people's patriotism for supporting him. Now, let's be honest. There are some things that Donald Trump has promised that are unconstitutional. Things regarding education. There shouldn't even be an education, Department of Education, any of that kind of stuff at a federal level. It's wrong. It was wrong for presidents before him. It's wrong for him. And it should be abolished. Okay, there are things that continue to be funded, like the federalization of the TSA and things of this nature. A lot of nonsense that he has pushed with eminent domain, as well as a stop and frisk, as well as what Attorney General Jeff Sessions likes just as much as Loretta Lynch liked, and that was asset forfeiture, which is a violation of the Fifth Amendment. But Maxine Waters says this: my mission and goal is to make sure that Trump does not remain president. There's no reason why she got a little racist in it, talking about African Americans, which there are. Let me tell you, there are no African Americans that I'm aware of. There are Americans who have dark skin here that I've seen. There are people from all over different lands and stuff who come here. But people who are born here, if you got dark skin, you're not an African American. You're an American. Now, you may not have American ideology, but you were born an American citizen. Okay, if you were born here. So she gets into that, and then she finishes off with, my mission and goal is to make sure that Trump does not remain president. And she had the audacity to question the patriotism of anybody who supports Donald Trump. Now, I have friends who support him, but that's sort of beside the point. I don't question their patriotism. On some things, I question the judgment as far as constitutionality and things of that nature, but then I questioned that with Obama. I questioned that with Bill Clinton. I questioned that with George W. Bush. It's not specific to a particular party or particular president, because as Bradley has said over and over, we have one constitution, right? And that's what we point back to. Which leads us to another question. Is President Trump backing off from designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a terror group? Reports are out, New York Times, Washington Times, and some of these other outlets, that there's been this heated debate. Things have come out of the State Department. Now we have the Muslim Brotherhood going into this campaign to attack the bill that has been reintroduced. It was introduced in 2015 by Ted Cruz, and didn't go anywhere. So it was reintroduced this year in January. And Donald Trump said, after he was elected, hey, I'm going to push that bill to get it done. Now there's a question of, is he backing off because of other information he's given? How is this going to affect Middle Eastern relations because, quote-unquote, some Muslim Brotherhood people are not engaged in terrorism, they're not affiliated with any of this stuff, they're considered allies. And I would just say, choose which side you want to be on. You know, you can be with the Muslims, or you can be with us. So that's the question that's got to be figured out. Also, we're going to have in the next segment a gentleman who is fighting the culture war and bringing God's law to bear upon it and God's word to bear. Matt Trujillo, check out the article there and read how he addressed a Wisconsin committee on Article 5. Your duty is interposition. Stop taking the money. And Matt's going to join us on the other side of the break, so buckle up and hang on.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Liberty, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, on the line, I've got with me a guy who has been contributing some to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Matt Trujillo. He's the pastor of Mercy Seat Christian Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. He's the founder of Missionaries to the Preborn. He's also the author of The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates, which you can get at his site, lessermagistrate.com, and also pick it up at Amazon. He has been a man who's greatly used of God right now, traveling across the country and speaking to elected representatives about the law of God and how that works with this idea of the lesser magistrates standing up against tyranny. And the article I wrote was based basically on everything that he said to some representatives in his area with regard to an Article 5 convention. And Wisconsin is looking at that. South Carolina had shut that down. I spoke against that in 2015. And so we're delighted to have Matt on the line with us. Matt, are you there?
Hey, great to be here with you, Tim. I appreciate all you do for liberty and righteousness. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you taking time to come with us on short notice. I just called you a little while ago, and you're able to come on. So I'm real excited about this. Now, a lot of people, Matt, are looking at Article 5 across the country. If anybody's been paying attention, there is the Convention of States, which I believe, knowingly or unknowingly, are not being forthright with the people as to what an Article 5 is, that it is a constitutional convention. It is not just something you're just going to go and be real controlled about. So can you speak to that?
Hello.
And then maybe, are you not hearing me? Are you there? Okay, we must have lost Matt. Okay. Maybe we can get him connected again. I hate that. Maybe he can stay on for another break. Anyway, Matt, what I was getting at, and we'll see if we can get Matt back on the line. one of the things he did was he took and he stood against the people there in Wisconsin. And here are some of the things he said while we're trying to get him back. Matt, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, somehow we lost you. I don't know. I gave the guy your number so we can see if we can get you back or whatever. Let me give this this quick quote, and then I'll let you just take off with wherever you want to go. If we need to go in the next break and you can stay with us, that'd be great. One of the great lines, you kind of summed up things. You told your representative, you said, you have a duty to maintain the state's authorities, rights, and liberties. Your duty is interposition. Stop taking the money. Quit recognizing as legitimate the unconstitutional spending. Quit recognizing as legitimate the unconstitutional departments, programs, and mandates. End your collusion. You claim the federal government is out of control. Quit aiding and abetting them in their unconstitutional actions. Quit hiding behind the lie that the federal government has made a mandate. All we can do is obey. It sounds just like the Nazis. And then you finish by saying, quit hiding behind the skirt and interpose against the federal government that has long broken the chains of the Constitution meant to bind it down. You want to comment on what took place there yesterday?
Sure. Well, I was asked by some people to come and testify regarding the Article 5. It's a big move, as you know, around the country. So I said, yeah, because I'm totally opposed to it. So I went to testify yesterday at our state legislature, at the public hearing before the committee that was hosting it. There was probably 7 or 8 legislators there. And I sat there literally for 6 hours before I got to testify, listening to the minutia of, is it dangerous, an Article 5 convention? Is it not dangerous? And all the minutia, good men on both sides of the argument there. But my whole point and what I testified to was the matter of interposition. This whole idea that you just want to actually create another piece of paper. I mean, we already have a federal government that's been trampling the Constitution for decades now, stomping all over it, the federal judiciary reinterpreting it. And so you're actually, again, going to hide behind the skirt of producing yet another piece of paper. Yeah, let's give years and years to getting this piece of paper for yet another Congress to trample it, another federal court to misinterpret it, another POTUS to issue an executive order to roll over it. This is nothing but nonsense. And I told them this whole matter is you giving the impression that you're doing something when in reality you're doing nothing. Your duty here, gentlemen, is interposition. Stop taking the money. And I told them that, Tim, because they are in collusion. You know, the whole amendment here in Wisconsin is for a balanced budget amendment. That's why they want an Article 5 convention. It's for a balanced budget amendment. And the truth of the matter is the states keep taking all the money they can get for unconstitutional departments, programs, mandates, and they reduce themselves to mere dispensation centers of federal money and also of, you know, implementation centers for unjust, immoral, unconstitutional federal law, policy, and court opinion. And it needs to stop. And that's what I tried to point out to them is exactly that. I said to them, this federal government picks our pockets and spends massive amounts of money on unconstitutional departments and programs, and yet the states allow them to do it. In fact, the states participate in the plundering. A whore, and that really got their attention. The states have been bought off. The states have acquiesced to this mugging. The states have given up political authority so they can obtain mere money from the federal beast. Such an arrangement encourages state legislatures to be more interested in doing the bidding of their federal master than they are doing what is right for the people in the sight of God. And what you do here is designed to give cover to that collusion and why we have a federal government that spends unconstitutionally. They are part of the problem. And yet they want to put on this horse and pony show that we're going to get this federal amendment to rein in all this bad spending by Congress. It's not going to happen. So as a minister, I felt the duty to call them to this doctrine of interposition. As magistrates, that is what their duty is in this hour, to interpose, not to put on this show to create yet another piece of paper which can be trampled again by this federal government.
Well, yeah, and Jefferson mentioned that nullification was part of that process, too. And that was something I brought up, you know, with our House Judiciary Committee, or excuse me, Senate Judiciary Committee in, here in South Carolina, was that, you know, guys, you couldn't even, they didn't even want to deal with a nullification bill of Obamacare. They wanted to do something else where they could keep all the federal goodies out of Medicaid and stuff like this. I said, you guys couldn't even pass that, but yet you're wanting to go do this big thing over here? What are you thinking? And really a calling back to a repentance of the people of God first, because there's a lot of people down here, I don't know about in Wisconsin, but I know in South Carolina, they claim to be a part of the covenant community of God. They claim to be part of the assembly, the church of God. And so, you know, I told them, I said, guys, if you would repent, then you would do what our forefathers did, and that was you'd point back to the law and you start bringing justice in these matters. And that's what you're talking about, really, about interposition. You're talking about them acting justly by the law rather than, you know, hiding behind a thing of, oh, I don't want to really, I want to make it look like I'm doing something super cool that's going to stop all this when I'm really not doing anything.
Right. And when I gave my little talk, Tim, it was the shortest talk of the day. I mean, most of these people were droning on for 15 to 20 minutes. One person would say one thing. The other person would come up and say the exact opposite. And you had this tit for tat all day. My talk was by far the shortest of the day. And it was like a bomb went off when I was done. It had a huge impact. And what was good is I saw the impact it had on these senators, because it was a gathering of senators for this bill, for this public hearing. And so we view it important for us as Christian people to speak to the magistrates. We believe that God's word speaks to every matter of life, including matters of civil government, and God has plenty to say about that. And so we want to instruct the magistrates in what their duty is in the sight of God. And so
this
isn't like a one-time thing where we go. This is something we do with some regularity more and more.
Right. Well, Matt, can you hang on through for one more segment?
Can
we cover a little bit more?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. Hang on through the break, and we'll be right back in just a little bit more with Matt Truhella and an Article 5 convention. Hang on. And we'll be back here in just a minute. I must have got my count off there just a little bit.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today. You know, William Penn rightly said, men will either be ruled by God or be ruled by tyrants. And that's sort of echoed in the statement by G.K. Chesterton, who said, if men will not be governed by the Ten Commandments, they shall be governed by 10,000 commandments. On the line with me is Matt Truhella. He is the author of The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. And Matt, before we get into some more things about Article 5 and some things that are going on there, you want to tell people how they can find you? Because if we come up on a break, I don't want to try to chop that up, but I want to give you an opportunity where people can find some of your work besides at sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Sure. They could go to our website. It's simply defytyrants.com, defytyrants.com. And we have a lot of information about the doctrine of the lesser magistrate, about the doctrine of interposition, and we're doing a lot of writing right now regarding the fiction of judicial supremacy. And so I would encourage your readers to go and read the writings that we're producing regarding that, because this is a huge problem, as you know, Tim, in our country. Like, we're trying to affect interposition for the preborn here in the state of Wisconsin. And the thing we run up to, one of the biggest idol we run into stopping that, is people think that whatever the Supreme Court issues as an opinion is the law of the land, and that they are the final arbiters of everything that is constitutional or unconstitutional, and that every other branch of government must bow down to the judiciary. And that is a complete and utter lie. All three of those matters are complete fictions. That is not what our founders established. An opinion by the court is not the law of the land. They are not the final arbiter. Jefferson himself said that the Constitution erected no such single tribunal. And They never expected the other branches of government to bow down to the judiciary. In fact, the writings of the founders are abundantly clear that they viewed the judiciary as the most weak, as the most harmless, as the most helpless branch of government out of the three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. So they've totally written themselves, the judiciary has, into unconstitutional roles. They've reinterpreted the Constitution. And I'm telling you, unless we topple this idol of judicial supremacy in the minds of men, we will not see interposition by the states. We will not see interposition affected for the preborn, not to mention a host of the other evils that this centralized federal government has foisted upon this nation. So, again, I hope your listeners go to our website, defytyrants.com, and avail themselves to that information and help topple this idol.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. In fact, I've got a good friend, Publius Hulda, and she's written on the enumerated powers of the federal courts. It's really only three kinds of cases that they can hear. It's not about every little thing that goes on in the country that they can hear. In fact, she's puts out the three things are there. They can hear cases that arise under the Constitution or the laws of the United States or treaties made under the authority of the United States, those that are affecting ambassadors or other public ministers and consuls, and then between two or more states, like a citizen from one state to the other, or land claims and things of that nature. So they're very limited in what they can even hear a case on, and they don't make law. All legislative power is given to Congress. It's not given to the executive branch. It's not given to the judicial branch. And so you're right. A lot of people think Roe v. Wade is a law, but it's not. It was an opinion.
Exactly.
And so you're right. You do have to take that idol. That was I think that's a good word that you used there. But I was going to make mention of something. You said something to the effect of how the people were using Article 5, because that's where I was trying to stay on with this, although I realize that has some bearing on it. But when I spoke at the South Carolina House, Michael Ferris was there, and you know he pushes for Article 5, and he had another guy there by the name of Bob, and I can't, his last name is leaving my mind right now. But, you know, they were so antagonistic about this, saying, well, you don't go through the fights that we go through and things of this nature and push these things. And, you know, one of the things I asked them was, you're wanting to put in language like Michael Ferris wanted to push a parental rights amendment in. I said, you're wanting to put in that language, which you already say, Constitution doesn't have anything to do about families and children and all this stuff, but you want to put language in there which you know. They already take things in there and twist it from its original meaning of what General Welfare Clause, the Supremacy Clause, the Commerce Clause, all that stuff they're taking and twisting it so they can get more and more in. Why would you want to put something in there like that? Same thing with the balanced budget. All that does is legalize unconstitutional spending. What would you say to people like that? Are those guys, because I guess my thinking is, I don't think that they're necessarily thinking, hey, we're trying to do something bad. They think they're trying to do something good. Those guys, they're not elected representatives. What would you say about thinking like that?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I mean, look at what the courts have done with just the 14th Amendment and the perversion they've created from that. But yeah, one of the things I noticed while I was there yesterday is the people who are for the Article 5 had all these elitist-type people flying in from all over the country to come and testify before our state legislature. And one of the things I found interesting is they've had this group, and the acronym is ASL. I forget exactly what it stands for now, but it was talked about repeatedly, how they've established all the rules, and these are the rules that you'll be given. It just smacked of elitism. You know, like, this is who's behind all this is what people actually started asking that, because it's like, was weird to people in that regard. But again, what I go back to continually with them is, I don't even want to get into all that minutia. Is it good? Is it bad? And listening to all the arguments back and forth, I'm just like, are you living in a fantasy land? This federal government has been trampling the Constitution for decades. you think your little piece of paper being added to it is going to change anything? What is needed, what is necessary here is interposition by the states. Our founders expected them to interpose against the federal government that acts outside its constitutional restraints. And as long as you keep allowing them to do that and taking all the money they give you to buy your silence and your obeisance, nothing's going to change. And so that's the message we're trying to get to our legislators here. It's a message I've been giving to legislators, attorney generals, governors, men, lieutenant governors that I've met in 11 different states now, is that you have to understand this federal judiciary, this federal government has to be defied. We're beyond mere words at this point. Their lawlessness is rampant. And one of the things that we do bring up with the magistrates in the states is this matter of them constantly taking all this money, because with the shekels come the shackles. And the federal master has been brilliant in this, in buying off the compliance of the lesser magistrates so that they do their bidding rather than what is right in the sight of God for the people.
Sure. Well, and that leads to something that I did speak with Michael Ferris about, and that was, I brought up the issue that you're bringing up. How is writing more words going to stop those who are lawless? It just doesn't. It's never done it in history. And one of the things that he told me was, well, more modern amendments are followed to the letter by the D.C. government. Well, the problem is more modern amendments don't really deal with our rights, do they?
Right.
I mean, they're about things about taxing us and, a president can have two terms and stuff like that. But I said, well, how hard – they said they understand. I said, how hard is it to understand the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? That's pretty simple. It means you have no authority to be writing legislation to restrict or regulate arms of the people at all. Zero.
Right. And what they need to understand – is that you cannot appease a tyrant. A tyrant has to be confronted. And I know they think they're confronting the tyrant with this Article 5 attempt, but they're really not. Because in the end, this federal government will laugh at it and continue to do exactly what they want to do. And there was testimony that came out, even in those talking about the minutia details yesterday, about what this balanced budget amendment would look like, and how that there will be so many things stated in it, like, you know, you can't balance the budget during a state of emergency. And one guy testified that there's been, in the last 57 years, I believe it was, 40-some emergencies declared by the federal government. So they would always be able to bypass this so-called balanced budget amendment. And so my point again to them is, do your duty in the sight of God. Interpose, confront the tyrant, defy them, rein in their tyranny. That's your duty as magistrates in this hour.
Yeah, because if they don't, eventually it's going to come to a thing like what we had in the 1860s. And it's not because, I don't think it was because the South wanted to fight anybody. I think they peacefully wanted to pull out and say, hey, you want to be lawless up there? Go be lawless. And of course, we know that Lincoln overstepped his bounds with the Constitution too, and those kinds of things. But you're exactly right. We've got to come to a place where the states realize that they're sovereign. They joined this union to band together, but they're sovereign countries in and of themselves. And I don't. It's going to take some serious re-education to deal with that. We're up against the break here. We've got about 10 seconds. Do you want to give out your website again, Matt?
Sure, it's defytyrants.com. And God bless you, Tim, for all you do for liberty and righteousness, and your faithfulness to Christ means a lot to my heart. God bless you.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate you joining us. God bless you. Stick with us on the other side of the break. We'll pick it up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying His law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammer Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. It was great to have Matt Trujillo on, and we're going to continue just a little bit into Article 5 for the rest of the time. If you want to call in, you still got a chance to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic here. A quote that's often attributed to Jefferson, part of it is found to be written by him. But it was specifically, I want to quote Ronald Reagan, and here's what he said. If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, as Jefferson cautioned, we don't know exactly what he's referencing there. It is the responsibility of every American to be informed. And that applies to the issue of the Article 5 Convention, as well as some of the things that are being proposed. Now, we made mention during our talk in the last segment of the balanced budget amendment. Now, it sounds good, doesn't it? Balanced budget amendment. That sounds good. It means you've got to balance your budget. It means you've got to have enough money to pay for things. You can't be going in debt and this, that, and the other. The problem is that if you read the balanced budget amendment, what you'll find is it allows for debt. Okay, it allows for a certain percentage of debt that is based on the debt we have now. So if that was to get passed, we're talking $20 trillion, and they would allow for a certain percentage of that $20 trillion for us to go more in debt. And if they wanted more, guess all they had to do? They just need 26 states to come up and say, yeah, go ahead and do that. And what do you think the states are going to do? Matt was pointing already to the fact that the states cave over the money issue. They're not going to get their federal dollars. Those federal dollars are our dollars. They're ours. I'm trying to come up with a new term how we can put that, because federal dollars sounds like they're just printing money, pun intended. They are printing money, but they're devaluing that money by doing it. But that money is strapped to us in debt. So it's our money. It's the people's money. In fact, when you look at the balanced budget amendment that's being pushed in the Article 5, it's not just that. It allows for all kinds of unconstitutional spending as long as you got money for it. What does that mean when these guys don't want to stop spending? They can just raise your taxes to cover that. You see, you're going to be the one losing on it, folks, not them, not your D.C. politicians. A parental rights amendment, again, boy, there's all kinds of things in there that can be done. If the federal government deems it okay, if there's an issue there. And, of course, Michael Ferris, I allowed him to write a rebuttal. He claimed that it wasn't true. It was, I mean, for a guy who argued at the Supreme Court level, I was really embarrassed to put it out. But you can read it over at freedomoutpost.com. And it was nothing but self-aggrandizement and ad hominem attack against the lady who simply pointed to the Constitution and took apart his parental rights amendment. And he says, well, this is the language we use when we argue, and it's been recognized, this, that, and the other. And I said, well, if it's been recognized, why do you have to keep arguing it? That's the question I have. Shouldn't somebody be saying, okay, this has already been argued. We don't need to hear this anymore. It's already done. I really hate this idea of precedent. I wish our constitutional attorneys and stuff would get out of this mindset and start pushing that and say, you know, really put it out in front of people and say, okay, so for 200 years, we have always saw it this way. Now somebody slips one in, they win one case, and all of a sudden, all of that history is just overturned, and the law doesn't apply anymore. That doesn't make any sense at all. Okay, it doesn't make any sense at all. Or what about term limits? Everybody likes term limits because that sounds good. We're restricting the federal government. Well, wait a minute. One of the guys I put up the other day actually made the argument that basically what you're ending up doing, if you impose that, we did it on a president because of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was going into his fourth term. And obviously his opposition wanted against him, but FDR was socialist. There's no question about that. That's why he kept getting reelected. He was giving people all the goodies. And yes, Social Security is socialism. You say, well, I'm paying into that. No, you paid for all the people in front of you, just like I am. I'm not paying my way. I'm paying for all the people who are in front of me. And think to yourself why that is. You remember that little text in the New Testament that says if a man won't take care of his own, especially those of his household, he's worse than an infidel and has denied the faith. Do you know what the context of that is? It's about taking care of your widows. Those of your own family, making sure they're taken care of. And you can go back in the early 20th century and you can see all the turmoil that came about. You can see where women left the home and started helping in all these things with the wars and all this stuff. And you can see how it started building up. And you can see that we started leaving the biblical principles that governed the family unit, that jurisdiction. And from there, if you rip apart the family, and this is what Marxism will say, if you rip apart that, the rest of it falls too. Because the church goes with it, so does the government. And when you have all of those going together, the culture goes with it. Okay? We abandon our principles. And so when you look at stuff like term limits, the quote I gave you there from Ronald Reagan, you can't expect to be free and ignorant at the same time. So I point out to people, look, you do term limits, here's what's going to happen. You're basically got a lame duck person going in every time because they have no responsibility to you at all. They can tell you that all they want. They can ask for your vote. But you have no hold on them because they can do whatever they want because they can't be elected again. Do you understand? You'd be having that every year. It'd be like lame duck session from November to the first of the year every election. That's what it'd be. Not only that, it limits you. What if you have a good representative? The people of Texas in the district there who elected Ron Paul 12 times, They liked what he did. They liked the way he stood for the Constitution. So my question is, who's limited now? You are. Now you got to go find somebody else. And they said, well, we'll get rid of people like Maxine Waters or Nancy Pelosi. You'll just get a new one because they're coming from the same area. The same people that elected those yahoos are going to elect new yahoos. You're not getting rid of them. You're the ones being limited. And I heard people say, well, it's because we have an ignorant populace. Okay, well, the solution is not term limits. The solution is to educate that populace. But that's too hard, isn't it? That's just too difficult. Let's do something else that pleases us. We'll do that. And that's the way we go. And we look for these easy outs. And like Matt said, we're looking for things that look like they're going to really do something, and they do nothing. They do nothing. And this idea of the interposition is where the state says, you know what, central government, we created you, not the other way around. And you can write all this stuff all you want to, but you know what? We're going to stand between our citizens and you. Whatever it takes to uphold the law. Because those guys swore an oath to uphold the same law. Now, my question is, when are we going to find some people to do that? Not in D.C. I'm talking about locally. When are we going to find some guys who are like some of these sheriffs that have come up in recent years who have said, you know what? No, you're not doing that here. We're not going to follow those things because they're unconstitutional. We saw it a lot with Obama and some of the gun regulations that came out. We're not going to follow that. In fact, you can't do it. It's ridiculous. When are we going to find some people, some representatives and some senators in our states, mayors, sheriffs, who are going to stand and they're going to take their oath seriously before God? Because guess what, guys? All of you out there who represent the people in any of those kind of capacities, guess what? You don't do that for us. You're ministers of God. You know what? He's going to hold you accountable for that. He is. Now, the people may end up holding you accountable, but you do what you do before the face of God. Uphold the law. Do what is right. And so that's one of the things, the Article 5 Convention, to me, I think it's a trap. I know there are a lot of well-meaning people. And as they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. But there are a lot of well-meaning people who think an Article 5 is the solution. But I challenge you to think, when has writing words stopped lawless people, tyrants, any of them? When has it done that? Give me one example where that has happened. Even the Constitution of the United States didn't stop tyranny. It just didn't stop it. So keep that in your thinking. When people come along and they want your state to apply for an Article 5 convention, not only understand that you're opening it up as a constitutional convention, and you are doing that, but you're opening it up for more tyranny, for more trampling of law under the foot of the lawless. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in 23. God bless you.
And we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.